Hey out there, and welcome to Caffeination 025. There we go. Alright, so I'd like to welcome everybody to the 25th Caffeination, actually the 27th if you count our two unnumbered shows. But I'd like to say hi to everybody, thanks to all of our listeners who are coming back again, and thanks to everybody who decided to check out the show for the first time. If you're hearing this on the Tech Podcast stream, you can find this show at www.caffination.com. That's CAFFINATION.com. I'm Paul, and I'm going to be your host. We'd like to first off announce that the phone number that we've been giving out the past several episodes has actually been wrong, and anybody who tunes in regularly here at the Caffeination, actually I know six of you at least did this, but you managed to accidentally download a phone comment that I left for myself when I was looking to see exactly why I wasn't getting any voicemails, and I had a friend tell me, oh yeah, I left you a voicemail, but it didn't sound anything like you. So apparently 206-202-CAFE is not us, even though I thought I had registered it and had an email to that effect. But if you dial 206-202-2338, doesn't really spell anything, but that's the number that'll get you us. If you hear my voice, if you hear this voice, then you know you hit the right numbers. Anyway, well, that's how you get in touch with us via voicemail. You can also get in touch with us via email at caffeination@gmail.com. We accept all show comments, both positive and negative, so if you don't think we're doing something right, let us know and we'll try and fix it in the future or ignore you completely. Or we might just play your audio on the show here and make fun of you. Hey, it's our prerogative, it's our show. So we're trying something new here tonight. We're going to line up most of the stuff without post-production here. I made a little soundboard and flash, and that's what I'm using to play the music that you're hearing in the background now, routing it through the MDR-624 up here. And so far, everything's been rocking out pretty good with the mic. So until I can learn how to put some of the sound effects and everything else in here, you might just hear the music in the background. Haven't figured out exactly a nice easy way to smooth between one kind of music to the next, but some might only take a little bit of time to figure that out.
Deleted!
And that works. Alright, so we have one sound effect. Let's see if we have any others.
Oh, electronic.
Okay, we have a couple sound effects. Alright, so we're just gonna see exactly how far we can go with this. So, yeah, we have a good show lined up for you today, as I said, and first up from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com, we have the artist Blood Rubies with their song Midsummer Fire from the PodSafe Music Network. Wait, I already said that. Alright, so yes, again, this is the Blood Rubies with their song Midsummer Fire. Has kind of a little bit of a Cranberries vibe to it. A little lower, a little slower than sometimes we go with here on the Caffeination, so let me know what you think.
I like to lead the turning.
Again, that was the Blood Rubies with their song Midsummer Fires from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. Well, now on to the content for tonight's episode. Hope you like how we're going to do tonight's thing. So, first up, we have some tech tidbits. It's a couple little things that have been bugging me, so I figure I might want to get them off my chest here. I don't know if many of you in the tech field or other fields, I mean, everybody has their own little nomenclature. They got their own little words that are specific to their particular disciplines. But then you also have stuff that are known as buzzwords, you know, basically the market speak that invades everybody's language that's trying to make them talk more correctly and be more savvy and take this as an action item and so forth. Well, you have all that stuff, so how do you separate one from another? People often talk about what Web 2.0 is, and is this the next bubble? I don't know how many of you out there know exactly what any of that means, so I did a little research, and I figure I'd impart the small bit of knowledge that I've gained recently about exactly what the bubble is and what the Web 2.0 stuff is. So, I mean, I'm sure most of you might know this. It's kind of one of those things, if you're up on the latest technology, you might know exactly what everybody's calling it, but we'll see. As for the bubble, most people know what that is. It's in the late 90s, when the tech industry was booming and everybody was getting higher and higher salaries, that was known as the bubble. Basically because all of a bunch of little internet companies, some of them with only like 5 or 6 employees, were being sold and bought and sold and had IPOs, initial public offerings, that earned them hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars in profits. But then they quickly fizzled out because they had no business plan associated with them. So they were kind of like pie-in-the-sky dreams, but there's a couple companies that actually made it through the bubble era, one of which being Google, Amazon.com, and stuff like that. Well, the Web 2.0 is a general term given to a lot of the new emerging technologies. Something like podcasting, for instance, might be considered Web 2.0. If you're a member of Flickr, that's Web 2.0 because they use something known as tagging, so you can search for images based on whichever tags are associated with them. Podcasting is Web 2.0 because it uses RSS, or Real Simple Syndication, which is basically the way that if you are subscribed via iTunes or anything else of that matter, if you're subscribed like that, that's how you actually get your information. It gets forwarded over the RSS feed, and we'll go into that a little bit later on in a different podcast, actually. But that's basically what Web 2.0 is. It's the newer technologies now, and people are wondering as to whether or not this is going to create a new bubble, and there's going to be companies that are bought and sold for much more than they're valued for. And so it's either a very good time to be a tech, or a very bad time, or about to become a very bad time. Another little news item that I happened across this past week was the fact that podcasts now outnumber terrestrial radio stations. And this is an interesting headline for two reasons. One, it grabs most people's attention, especially people who have no clue what a podcast is. They're like, oh, really? Wow. What is it? And then the second thing is because it's not that hard to do if you really think of it. The FCC limits the number of stations you can have in any one genre, in any one area. So, for instance, in the Philadelphia metro area, there's only so much frequency to be had between 88.5 or, what is it, 87? Yeah, it might be 87.5 up to like 106.9 or something like that on the FM dial. And the AM dials, I don't know, it's like 500 to 1600 or something like that. So you can only have a finite number of stations. For instance, you cannot have a station at 93.3 and a station at 93.4 because the frequencies are not exclusive. They kind of bleed over between one and another. So you have to watch out and you say, okay, so we can't have something here. We need to have something, you know, somewhere else. Do you like that? I actually switched between songs. It faded out at the end there. That's pretty sweet. Yeah, Paul. All right. Well, so it's not really that hard to do because, I mean, it's pretty much the same thing as saying, well, now there's more blogs than there are newspapers. Of course, you only need so many newspapers per city. Meanwhile, any person with a microphone and a computer can chuck out a podcast. It's just a matter of how good they are. I hope you all think this podcast's good, so we're just going to keep moving on and not realize how easy it is to do this. I hope you're all enjoying the sound of the new equipment. So far, I've gotten nothing but positive feedback, and some people haven't even noticed the difference. So I guess the people who tend to more towards the audiophile side of things are actually figuring out the difference between. So hope everybody else did. On the next show, I'm going to throw out another example of me with and without this brand new microphone and mixing board. We are having one small little problem. I don't know if it's with my adapter or with the cables that I'm using to feed it into the computer, but every once in a while I get a loud crackle all over everything. So I'm going to try and scrub the audio, make sure you can't hear that, and play around with it and see if I can find out what the source of it is. But if you hear it, I apologize. I hope you won't end up hearing it, but... Alright, now on to the Gadget Blitz. Alright, we have a lot of crazy stuff we found here for you here on the Caffeination today. By the way, this is Caffeination 25. I just like to keep saying that. I'm pretty proud of the fact that we're still going. We have over 200 listeners, according to my Podomatic statistics, so that's not a small number. That is a very big number. So, alright, we're going to look through the stuff here. Okay, yeah, that was a sound effect. I'm going to learn how to use them, too. So, let's see, where do we go? Okay, over here. I'm going to start things off with the new kind of headphone. I don't know if any of you out there have ever tried to run with your iPod headphones or one of the over-the-ear headphones. It pretty much sucks. You can't really do it. I mean, it just doesn't function. So I'm going to turn this music down here a little bit. I don't know if you can still hear that, but we'll see. All right. Ooh, wow, that actually went kind of nice. All right, well, Sennheiser introduced a new pair of sport headphones. They actually have little attachments that you can switch out depending on how big your radars are, so that it can tell you whether or not, you know, it'll fit in this one. They are sweat and heat proof, so the further you run necessarily, you won't end up sweating your earphones out of your ears. I mean, I don't know, I must have pretty funky shaped ears because I've only ever found one set of earbuds to fit my radars, so that's been the little Sony pod that I've carried around for I don't know how long. It's probably the oldest Sony product I ever had, but for $20 for a little pair of earbuds, they've worked great. I actually haven't seen how much these Sennheiser ones are, but they look pretty spiffy. They got all kinds of magnetic stuff, and I don't know, it seems to be a pretty good idea. Alright, moving along, there's a new ice bowl out there. Apparently it says you can get like a little bowl for $6 and keep your ice cubes in that, but this bowl has a fog machine and blue LEDs to spice up that ice life. I just finished having a birthday party today, so this would have been a very interesting addition to the party. Little techie kind of thing. Apparently you can use normal ice cubes, doesn't do anything to them, however it's $60 for just a bowl. But it does make really cool looking stuff. You have to click on the link in the show notes to check this thing out, but it's nice and blue. It'd be fun if they also had red and green and purple ones, but blue's always nice. I like blue LEDs. Right now there's a blue LED staring back at me on the C01 studio condenser from Samsung, and I'm pretty fond of that blue little blue LED because he tells me that there's power going to the mic. So there's apparently power going to this little bowl as we move along. Well, I don't know how many of you out there have heard the announcement, but I am going to be a father come this September. And one of the more interesting aspects to becoming a father has been that you now have to pay attention to all of the baby product reviews and everything. Haven't seen any reviews about this, but it's definitely a very geeky gift. And on a future Caffeination, I'll get into some of the geeky stuff I've already bought my soon-to-be Wii Tech. This one is actually a really cool little high-tech crib they got going here. Not only is it, like, spiffy looking and doesn't have bars that your kid can shove its head through and get stuck or anything, doesn't have bumpers because apparently they're bad or they're good, depending on whichever website or magazine or book you read. And yeah, since there is no definitive source on this, this doesn't only have a baby monitor in it, it also has a baby camera so you can stare at your child. Now, if it has IP capabilities, you'll be able to stare at your child when you're at work and they're not. So, should be an interesting little thing. I'm going to look into it a little bit more. Apparently has a whole bunch of fans and stuff, so it has proper air circulation and you can adjust the height, can play music through it, automatic rocking. I mean, this thing does absolutely everything. It's pretty crazy that this much technology is thrown into that, but hey, if you're going to use it, might as well use it for good, you know what I mean? Alright, moving right along, since I don't want to develop a reputation as just that guy who's having a kid. You also have to keep your manliness in store, so they now have this new beer can you can buy. I'm assuming it's going to come with beer. We'll see exactly how this all works out. It's apparently the same size as a standard 16-ounce beer, however it only holds 10.5 ounces of beer. What, you say? Why? Because this beer can cools itself. Yes, by a simple twisting motion of the bottom of the beer can, it will chill itself 30 degrees. Yes, that. So you might be able to bring a, 30, it'll chill itself 30 degrees Fahrenheit in a mere 3 minutes. Has an evaporator and a vacuum and all other kinds of crazy stuff in there. But imagine this, you're out on a hot camping trip, you don't have to pay for the extra cooler or anything, you just bring your spiffy little beer cans along. Apparently they're going to be more expensive, so I don't know how well that's going to fit into anything. But you bring these spiffy little beer cans, you're out fishing, camping, whatever, you pop the top, you don't pop the top, you twist it, wait a little bit, and pop the top, and you have ice cold beer waiting for you without a cooler. I think that's pretty cool, I don't know about anybody else. And then the last thing, I don't know exactly what this thing is supposed to be. It's kind of like a Segway for cool kids. Segways are those funky little pogo stick looking things that just kind of wander all the people around Google's campus. But this is called a Scarpar. Yeah, I don't know exactly what it's supposed to mean. But it looks like a skateboard from the Back to the Future thing, where they're Back to the Future 2, I believe, where they have all the... music stopped. On to the next one. Back to this one. All right, there we go. Alright, so it looks like kind of like the skateboard that they have on the Back to the Future thing. You know, the where all the kids in the second one are flying over the lakes and, hey McFly, those things don't work on water. Well, apparently this one won't either, but it's a little tank-like object. It's kind of like a skateboard with little treads under it, and it's completely all-terrain. They say it's going over like an 8-inch log, and it has a 6-horsepower motor in it. And I don't know about anybody else, but... I can just imagine all the little kids in the inner cities flying around on these things trying to evade cops, and the cops not being allowed to chase them, so I don't know how much they're going to be, first of all, because I know those tiny little motorcycles that everybody's buying for $60 are all over the place, so yeah, this thing looks pretty spiffy, so I just wanted to throw it out there for you. That wraps up the technology section here at the Caffeination, and up next we have a couple little Tech Podcast Network information bits. The first is, I'm not going to actually play the promo this time because I don't have it lined up, but the second thing is, Tim Verporten from over at the Mac Review Cast is having a 1-year anniversary show. You still have 6 days left to enter for the drawing for all the free stuff that he's going to be giving away. There's a whole bunch of books and sets of technical manuals and a whole bunch of other stuff he's giving out. That's over at MacReviewCast.com. And here's Tim to tell us a little bit more about it.
Hello, I'm Tim from the Mac Review Cast. I'm here to let you know that the Mac Review Cast will be celebrating its 1-year anniversary on April 30th. Now, we have a special giveaway planned on the podcast with lots of prizes that'll make any tech fan happy. So please join us by visiting our website, www.MacReviewCast.com, and listening to the podcast. We review hardware, software, and websites that make using the Mac special. Now, this weekend's podcast will tell you how to enter your name into the drawing and exactly what you can win. So make sure you listen and enter before the end of April to have a chance at all the great prizes. Now, the Mac Review Cast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network, just like the one you're listening to now. Thank you, and I hope you're a winner in our 1-year anniversary giveaway.
Well, thanks, Tim, for that information. I hope everybody heads on over there. You only have T-minus 6 days left to register for Tim's contest. That is, by the 30th, he would be pulling the names out of the big hat over there at MacReviewCast.com, and we hope that some of our listeners are winners as well, and that they share that they actually heard it through this podcast. Again, you can get in touch with us at this podcast at caffeination@gmail.com and our corrected, or re-corrected phone number at 206-202-2338. I swear, one more time this thing changes, we're just going to ignore everything because I haven't gotten that many voicemails anyway, and we're just going to go with a whole different setup here. So if that works out, please send us information that way. Alright, we have a couple little caffeinated bits for you today. First up being a nice cup of Joe. Back to basics. So, oh, there we go. All right. Back to basics, by meaning I haven't had a normal cup of coffee in probably about a month. So today I picked up a little bit of Chock Full of Nuts, a brewed variety of coffee, as I needed to get something very quick and I only had $5 on me. It was a pretty easy choice because not too many pounds of coffee come in under $5. Unfortunately, they are not fair trade certified, so I was unable to do that today. In fact, the store where I went, I didn't see too many varieties of fair trade coffee. Actually, no, I don't think I saw anything fair trade in Acme today. So they have it in Super Freshens displayed quite prominently. Didn't see anything in Acme. I'm gonna have to get back to everybody on that one. But all right, well, I had the Chock Full of Nuts, normal roast, everything plain, ordinary, and served it for the party today. Didn't have any complaints about it. Might have been a little bit watery by my standards, but everybody else seemed to like it fine. Had a nice full body to it, not too dark of a roast, kind of a medium blend. Definitely a blend of coffee, and the grounds were nice and large, so you had a lot of water flowing through them. And it was brewed on our ever-present Cuisinart Grindin' Brew. I love saying that. I've always wanted one of these things, and it can grind its own beans and brew it as per your schedule. You can set it like an alarm. By the way, it scares the hell out of anything that doesn't know that it's about to go off at 6:30 in the morning. Also very funny when you have a wife and two cats walking around, and soon to be a little wee one, so it should be funny to do. And the next thing is, this morning was pretty bad. I was trying to get up and get out and hadn't yet fired up the grind and brew coffee, so I decided to head on over to our local Dunkin' Donuts, and they have this new thing they're trying to pimp out there called the Turbo Hot. Yeah, I don't like the name either, folks, but it's apparently a cup of coffee with a shot of espresso in it. And they're so trendy and they're so new that they decided to create a new term for it. I mean, come on, even Starbucks uses this... coffee with an extra shot of espresso. They just say exactly what it is. Turbo Hot. Just sounds kind of stupid. I don't know about anybody else. Well, apparently they don't know exactly what a shot of espresso is supposed to be. I mean, everybody working there is under the legal age to drink, so I'm pretty sure none of them know what a shot looks like anyway. A shot of espresso is a pretty defined kind of thing. It's actually a shot glass, and it's basically the same thing. I think it's like one fluid ounce of espresso goes into the coffee. Yeah, apparently to them it means the bottom third of the glass. So I was quite wired this morning, didn't need anything more than that cup of coffee, and dried out all the veins in my nose, cleared the sinuses, the whole nine yards. Of course, I rocked that kind of beverage with the absolutely no sugar, no nothing in there. You know, black cup of coffee to wake you up in the morning, nice little bitter pill to swallow down and see how everything works out. And it worked out pretty good, but I think I'm going to stick to the Starbucks when I want to add an extra shot of espresso to anything, because that was a little scary. What happens if I had some kind of heart condition? A little too much caffeine could send me over the edge. Not that I'd be taping a podcast called The Caffeination if I had a heart condition. Well, at least I hope I don't. Alright, we're going to try and see if we can get this out again. I had to retape the last few seconds out here because I had that weird crackling showing up again. I really have to replace that adapter. I think that'll just about do it. Well, that just about wraps it up here for the Caffeination Podcast, episode 025. The Caffeination is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Yeah, I love this little soundboard thing. I'm definitely going to rock this for the next couple shows. Might add a couple little sound effects in there. Deleted. Yeah, that's what we had to do. Thanks. Yeah, so we might throw in a couple little things. Well, there's only one more order of business before we set this show to bed. And I go to bed, too, as it is almost 1 in the morning here. Well, it is now time for the last PodSafe Music show of the night. From the PodSafe Music Network, we have the band Coppermine and their song Suffocating. So thanks for listening, everybody, and here's Coppermine at Suffocating.
still hold on to me, but it can never work this way. We gotta change, find something new, find what we're doing this for. Cause the way it's going, I can't feel a thing. You gotta let me breathe, let me out this door. I'm suffocating, can't go around anymore. You're holding over me. I'm suffocating, feels like I can't breathe anymore. When you're controlling me, and all this time we're just wasting it.
Yes, that was the band Coppermine and their song Suffocating from the... Oh, wait. There we go. Alright, that was the band Coppermine and their song Suffocating from the PodSafe Music Network. Music.podshow.com. Alright, get back down a little bit there. Alright. So we'd like to thank everybody for listening here at the Caffeination, www.caffeination.com. So thanks for listening, and stay caffeinated, people.